Dear Caro and Corey is proudly brought to you by Red Energy, most satisfied customers 12 years in a row. Isn't it time you called Red Energy on 131 806?
And welcome to Don't Shoot the Messenger and our bonus episode, Dear Caro and Corey. Remember, if you have a modern day dilemma or an old fashioned dilemma, whatever sort of dilemma, please get in touch with us and we will try and solve your problems. Corey, today, this is an age-old dilemma, pardon the pun, and it's from Karen. Hi, Corey and Caroline. I know there is a right way and a wrong way to do most things. Aging. What is the right way to age? Would respect your opinion, Karen. Kick us off, Corey.
Ah, Karen. Well, aging, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Before your lovely note arrived, Karen, I was in bed with COVID and I had my nightie on that has no sleeves. And as I was reading my book, I found my attention turning to the wrinkles in my arm, which I had never seen before.
Crepe paper.
Yep.
You've got nice arms, actually.
But the chicken fillets, I'm not talking about them because they, after about 45, they seem to appear and there's nothing much you can do about that. And even though you do the weights at the gym, it is hard to get those chicken fillets happening. But, you know, looking in shape. But it was actually the texture of my skin, Caro. It was, it's like there's too much of it or there's folds or I've just never noticed it before.
And even if you moisturise and you work out and you look after your body and you don't eat the wrong foods, I guess at some point it's going to happen, isn't it?
It does. So, look, I like to think that I'm more like Helen Mirren than perhaps my mother, Peg. I'll tell you about her in a minute. But Helen Mirren has done a number of interviews in recent years. She must be in her mid-70s now and she's still sexy and beautiful and alive and vibrant and intelligent and everything. And she just says that she just cannot accept the term aging because of all the negative connotations and how it actually makes you feel inside when you say those words. And she just says, look, what's the choice? You know, you get old and you die, or you just accept it and make the most of the years that you've got left. In terms of your own personal how you look, as you know, Caro, my mum Peg was a very beautiful woman. And she found aging particularly difficult. But never did a mutton done up for lamb, but she was in constant lament about the things like the arms, like I just said. It seemed like almost every time I would speak with her, there'd be another ageing issue that she was concerned about.
But she always looked fabulous into her 80s and she didn't look like that she'd done anything, like she'd had any major plastic surgery.
At some point in her late 70s, she stopped caring. And I remember thinking at the time, because it was such a blessed relief for all of us not to hear about the wrinkles and the dots and the spots and everything that was appearing. I remember thinking at the time, I want to have that attitude earlier than her. I don't want to get to my late 70s and start accepting it. I would like to start accepting it when I start aging, which clearly is now. So I'm going to get my head around that in a very positive way. One thing I will do, and my mother's tip, and Helen Mirren says this too, moisturise, ladies and gentlemen, because your skin becomes drier as you get older and it just makes you feel better if you moisturise, apart from the fact that you might fall for some of this anti-wrinkle crap that they tell you. You know, that's fine, whatever makes you feel good, but moisturise because it's very good for your skin. What about you?
So really we're talking at the moment about physical ageing, aren't we? Because
yes.
Mentally ageing, I would say you need to keep fit. You need to always exercise because I think it just works with everything in terms of state of mind, the use of brain, etc. I think that you need to keep your world open and you need to always consider and try new things. Try and keep on top of new technology because there is no greater aging tool, I reckon, than not being able to move forward with technology. It just makes it more and more difficult for you and for everyone around you. But I do think that one of the great things about my mother is that she's still interested in everything, and that is a great thing. So her world hasn't shrunk the way – and so you've got to try – it's hard because, you know, as they say, the old age is not for the faint-hearted, and you do need to be tough about this in many ways and tough on yourself to try and keep up with things.
Yeah.
I don't believe – and I don't think you do either. I don't mind if other people do it. I completely respect their right to, but I've never believed in cosmetic surgery for myself. And I'm amazed at how many gorgeous young women start on that path early in their life, and I cannot understand it, cannot understand it at all. For one thing, it's so costly. It's so time consuming. I mean, it's time consuming enough doing all the other stuff, like keeping your, you know, your hair up to scratch, you know, forget everything else. The thought about when you let yourself go grey is interesting. I haven't quite come to terms with that one yet at the age of 61, and I'm certainly not ready to do that anytime soon. But I certainly think the two tips for me, and moisturising is another one, and I notice that when I have time, I do it a lot more than, you know, at other times. I do remember Mum saying about one of her friends, oh, she's a bit down at the moment, and I said, why? She said, oh, her neck's gone. I said, what do you mean by that? You know, suddenly, Mum said, you know, suddenly your neck goes and you don't have that beautiful neck anymore. Suddenly you've got the wrinkly.
My friend Peter has a point about that too. He said to me once about a mutual friend of ours, oh, her face has disappeared into her neck. I said, what on earth are you talking about? He said, yeah, she used to be a good looker. And I thought that was just such an interesting observation, because I think that's probably quite right. My mother used to say about menopause, it's when your knees drop and you grow a beard, which I always think is a bit depressing.
Well, I also think it's hard. I think it's harder.
I pick my knee up off the floor.
And I'm not just talking myself down about this. I think for people who are absolutely beautiful and who all their – I mean, I know some friends in – my family, older friends of, you know, my parents' generation, the women who are absolutely beautiful and then get older, it's sort of maybe a bit tougher for them than it is for other people. Although some of those absolutely beautiful women stay absolutely beautiful until, you know, well into their 80s.
And I think also something happens with an older person. If you're lively and sprightly, it sings through your eyes and your energy and your personality. So you just become a rather beguiling, interesting person. It's not like old Nana in the corner who's boring. It's actually somebody you really want to seek out. You know, yesterday I had this conversation with our friend Julie, whose grandmother was Dame Elizabeth Murdoch. And I was telling Julie about when I interviewed Dame Elizabeth, and it must have been for her 95th birthday when I was working at The Australian. And I said the old, what's the secret to long life, really original question, Corrie. And she said, surround yourself with young people because your friends start dying and you can feel quite alone. And I think that's an absolutely brilliant piece of advice.
Yes. No, I agree with that. I think that's a wonderful piece of advice. And as I said, keeping up with things and having things that you enjoy that will take you into old age. I mean, I don't think you can probably play – most people have stopped playing golf by the time they're 90.
Not Cynthia, my friend at my old club.
Well, exactly.
92 and she could still hit the ball.
So golf is a great thing. Bridge is obviously a great thing. And I play with bridge with so many older women who are absolutely brilliant bridge players. Reading is a great thing. Going to the movies is a fabulous outing for any age. I mean, all those things.
I tell you what, Karen and Caro and Jane, one of the things that I feel my age regularly is when I am with particularly Francesca, not so much Will and his family and baby, but when I'm with Francesca with the Ballarat mob and the three kids and I see her living the life that I lived, I become very nostalgic for that happy time. Crazy busy time when you're a young mum, but just that joy of parenthood and babies. And I feel sad that it's all gone. And I feel sometimes quite melancholy, and I have to really work hard to get myself out of my 1980s, 1990s self and get back into the 2022 and celebrate what I have now. That for me is the hard part of aging.
Yeah, it's interesting because that's a good point. I remember talking when we were still going through the school years and talking to a parent I'd really enjoyed his company of, and his last child had left school a few years ahead of my eldest child. And I said, oh, we had so much fun at, you know, this sport and that sport and doing this and all those, you know, do you miss it? He said, oh, look, it's, you know, yeah, we miss it, but you go on and do even more things and better things. And he had such a positive attitude, and you don't have to do that anymore, so you can do this. So, I mean, obviously that's another thing. And another, look, there are so many other tips, but obviously looking after your superannuation or planning for the future, if it means that you can enjoy being old as well, is obviously a great tip too. So that's such an obvious one.
Yeah, I think, Karen, I really get your concerns. I don't know how we can all skip toward aging positively. But we just, you just have to try. You actually just have to really try to turn your head around and just have a mantra every day, which is, you know, thank God I'm here and a whole lot of my friends are not.
And denial up to a certain point. I'm not old. I'm not even middle-aged.
Denial's a ripper. Oh, yeah.
Not via plastic surgery for us. But
No. Just being stupid and saying, oh, I'm 35. Or you know, the other night dancing to the Thompson Twins' Hold Me Now, as I was in my pyjama state. Why? Because I'm not old.
Well, that's something you can do into your 90s. Karen, a really thought-provoking question this week to dear Caro and Corrie. Thank you for your letter and we look forward to the next one. Corrie?
Don't shoot the messenger.